What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Kevin Stefanski will be joining us. I don't know if he knows it's just us, but it's not, but let's just say that anyway.
Us and an intimate gathering of the media.
Yeah, Kevin's press conference coming up 1:15. We'll hear it here from Berea. He'll be talking about Joe Flacco, who is the starting quarterback of the team. He'll probably talk about Isaiah Bond as well. But Joe Flacco will start at quarterback for this team. And Joe said during his little press gathering, Andy, that he expects to start coming up on Saturday against the Rams, which I think is a good thing. If you're a quarterback of starting caliber, ilk, stature, whatever you want to say, should you be playing in the preseason? Well, Flacco hasn't yet, and he'll play for the first time coming up. Aaron Rodgers played a little bit, but last night, again, Joe Burrow started at quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals against Washington. He got actually thrown around a little bit. He kind of got beat on. He got slung to the ground a couple times. I just thought a few times, like, oh, take it easy on that guy. But I wonder what they're thinking in Cincinnati, and I wonder if this is it. Under Joe Burrow, the Bengals have historically gotten off to very slow starts.
He's like the Jim Tomey of the NFL.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, Jim used to say, I asked him a question once. I was just like, you know, April's kind of tough for you. Is it the weather? Is it? He goes, well, no, it's just historically slow starter. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, at least he admitted it.
In his career in season openers, Flacco is 1-4. Mm. 1-4 in season openers. And the other weird thing to me about
him against the Browns? Is that where you're
going? No. They've had slow starts under Joe Burrow. Not just in week one. Only one time in his first 5 years in the league did he actually have kind of a pretty decent start. His second year, the Bengals went 3-1 to get things started. But as a rookie, 1-6-1. Now you might understand that because it wasn't the best of teams.
Right.
But the last 3 years, starting last year and working back, Bengals have lost 4 of their first 5, 3 of their first 4, and 3 of their first 5. Hmm. And I wonder if they're just thinking, you know, maybe if we get Joe out there, and like Jamar Chase didn't play last night, but he played in the first preseason game. They're just trying to work out some of the bugs right now and get that team ready to go so that when they take the field against the Browns in week one, they're ready to try and win a football game.
Yeah, that's possible.
Instead of having issues, because, I mean, it's probably not a coincidence that Burrow, in fact, the graphic that they had last night of the game, he's thrown more passes so far in the preseason. He was 9-14 last night. Mm-hmm. But he's thrown more passes this preseason than he did in his first 5 years in the preseason combined.
Wow.
So he barely played.
Right.
You know, in the preseason, the first 5 years.
They're trying to get ready for the
beginning
of the season.
They're going with a different approach. You know, and you can argue yes, no, should have, not, whatever. But clearly what the Bengals have been doing with Joe Burrow didn't have the team ready to go when the season started. So they're playing him, much like the New England Patriots always played Tom Brady.
I'm not alone.
And Tampa did too, by the way.
I would say the number one complaint week one of the NFL season is tackling is absolutely horrible. It's horrible because they're not doing it during the preseason, and they're not doing it in these preseason games. And I think that's why tackling's so bad. Would we have more injuries if these guys weren't doing thud and they were tackling to the ground in practice every day?
Thud.
Probably.
Explain that, by the way.
Oh, you wrap your arms around a guy and stop.
You don't take him down.
It's basically you're just stopping forward motion.
Yeah.
And you don't have to take him down. That's the end. It's better than
which means running backs, wide receivers don't work on breaking loose.
No.
And it means that guys who thud don't work on tackling and taking a guy to the ground.
And thud.
Thud.
Not chud. Thud.
I think it's interesting that the Bengals are doing something different with their franchise quarterback this year. But you know what? I give them credit for that.
mean, they've had slow starts, man.
I saw a couple of the highlights from last night's game. I mean, he ran for his life on a couple of plays.
Oh, not only did he run for his life, he got thrown to the ground a couple of times, and one time got sat on. Just thought, please get up. I don't like to see good players get hurt. I don't care especially preseason, but anytime. I like to see good players on the field, regardless of what sport it is and regardless of what team they're playing.
It's because you respect the game, Jeff.
Is that what it is, Andy?
That's about respecting the game and respecting people. You never want to see anybody get hurt. I never do. Doesn't matter what team. Especially when you get those ugly injuries. Oh, those are
with
bad.
This thought in mind, and I know they're getting more television product out of it. Okay, I know that. I understand it. So there is certainly a financial value to the preseason. But when are they going to just get rid of this thing?
Jeff, would you watch practices? Would you watch a two-team practice
on
TV?
I would, because I'm silly.
Right.
You know, this is what I do for a living. I've done it for decades. I cover sports. So I would watch. Last night I watched a good portion of the Commanders game against the Bengals. And then when they brought in Jake Browning, who, by the way, I think is a pretty dang good backup quarterback. He's become one. Right about when they took Joe Burrow out, the Guardians were starting up, so I flipped over and didn't watch any more of the football game.
Gotcha.
But I would watch practices just because of what I do for a living. If I wasn't working...
Can I throw the question out there?
Probably wouldn't.
Would you, rather than watching these preseason games, would you watch a controlled practice between two teams? I don't really. I would. I would watch it. I mean, you know, they show a lot of this college stuff, especially the spring games. Sometimes they're like that.
Yeah, but you just said game, spring game.
Okay, but I do think we do. I know ESPN every once in a while does practice. Like, they'll show a practice. Would you watch a practice against another team rather than watching a preseason game?
If it weren't the Browns, I wouldn't watch another team practice. I wouldn't watch two other teams practice.
So where would they hurt? They would hurt with ticket sales. That's about it. I truthfully think that's the only difference.
And most of those tickets are packaged in with season ticket plans.
Yeah.
The fans have to cough it up regardless.
Or do the practice at somebody's stadium instead. Rather than, so, you know, you
now,
do,
see,
your,
that's not a
do
bad
a
idea.
Joint practice at the stadiums.
That's not a bad
it's
idea.
It's hard to get work in on the side, though.
With 17 games, one more game doesn't make enough difference. That should end the preseason. Where they are now should end the preseason.
Dan, would you rather watch?
In my estimation,
would you rather watch a good controlled scrimmage or a game?
There you go, Dan's not.
Oh, don't do
that's
that.
That's all you need to know from Dan Menigan. Kevin Stefanski's going to speak shortly in Berea.
Unlike Dan,
within the next 5 minutes or so, we will hear from the coach of the Browns coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.